501, Unit 1, Recording 1.5. The practice of playing with and inventing new languages goes back hundreds of years. An artificial or constructed language, sometimes called a conlang, is a language whose sounds, words, and vocabulary have been created for human or human-like communication instead of having developed naturally. Though they are created in many different contexts, constructed languages are designed with a specific purpose in mind. In 1887, Polish medical doctor Ludowicz Zamenhof introduced Esperanto, a simple, easy-to-learn constructed language. His goal was to erase communication barriers between groups by providing a language free of politics and culture. He wanted Esperanto to be a universal language. Zamenhof believed that having a universal language would help create a tolerant world, free from the horrors of war. Esperanto is probably the most successful of the artificial international languages. There are more than 100,000 Esperanto speakers. There are more than 30,000 books that have been published in Esperanto. Those who speak it today believe in Zamenhof's dream to create a language that allows people from anywhere in the world to connect to one another. As new stories are written, so are new languages. Constructed languages are often used to add depth and credibility to stories. Having characters in fictional stories speak a different language makes them more authentic. For example, Tolkien, the author of The Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit, created many elvish languages which were spoken by the elves in his stories. Tolkien used existing languages such as Finnish to create his languages. Inventing languages was always a crucial piece to Tolkien's mythology and world building. Another example of a language constructed for a fictional story is Klingon. It was designed in 1985 by Mark Okrand for the popular science fiction show Star Trek. It was made deliberately to sound like an alien language since it was to be spoken by an alien race. A small number of people are capable of having a conversation in Klingon, but the vocabulary is mostly focused on spacecraft and warfare. Although not technically a conlang, Pig Latin shows more human creativity with language for an entirely different purpose. Pig Latin is a language game in which words in English are changed. The goal of this game is to conceal the words from others not familiar with the rules, usually older people. Other languages have similar language games, so it is not unique to English. These kinds of language games are most often used by young children as a fun way to confuse their parents or teachers. People have and will continue changing and inventing new languages as needs arise. These conlangs have various purposes, but all show off the creativity and interests of the human race. Do you know any conlangs?